Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to episode 8 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, July 9th, 2009, from a picnic table outside of Byron's Hot Dog House on Irving Park, just west of Sheridan Road on the northern edge of Chicago's Lakeview neighborhood. I'm Michael. I'll be your host for the next 14 hours. I'm just kidding. For the next hour. This week, Hinky Dinky Time Radio will explore the interesting musical connections between some abandoned football careers, a recently deceased celebrity, an influential though commercially disappointing vocal harmony group, a president, a governor, a riot, and an impressive run of hit records. Right now, let's get back into the music, or right into the music, with King Oliver and his band doing St. James Infirmary.
Box, back coat, and Stetson hat. Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain, so the boys will know I died standing pat.
Song.
That was indeed King Oliver and his jazz band doing St. James Infirmary at the top of the show. We heard, what did we hear? We heard the Soul Searchers doing Blow Your Whistle, a little break from the norm here on Hinky Dinky. We did not open the show with an instrumental and a voiceover by yours truly. We actually heard a song. I mentioned we'd be exploring some connections tonight. We are going to do that. What triggered this was I stumbled across an album on the internet, and I was, shall we say, enamored of it. And I began digging up the story behind it and who was involved in it and whatnot. And I'm going to start with a track from that record. Hopefully I can find it. Hang on a second. We're flying by the seat of our pants tonight. We had a little incident in Topeka between the end of the workday and the beginning of the broadcast. I don't know if I want to go into it. We'll see how I feel about that later. And this is a song called If Only I Could Fly by a group called The Gordian Knot, and I'll be back to tell you a little bit more after.
I'm up with the rising sun. Work like a dog till the day is done, and I don't even earn enough pay through the next day.
Okay, well, admittedly, the ending there is a little cheesy, but you gotta admit the vocal arrangements, the harmonies on that are pretty sweet. There's not very much about anything on that Gordian Knot album that I'm not excited about right now. I'm really enjoying it. And if you agreed that the vocal harmonies were pretty sweet on that, I imagine the gentleman that produced the album had something to do with that. Now, If you're of a certain age, you probably are more familiar than I am with a vocal group that began releasing records about 1954 called the High Lows. And the High Lows were very distinctive and didn't, you know, had much more to do with influencing groups like the Manhattan Transfer that would come later than they had to do with their vocal group peers from the same time frame. What's the guy's name? Clark Burrows. Is it Clark Burrows? Was the tenor in the High Lows, and many of the High Lows arrangements called him to hit a G over high C. He had quite the range, and he, with the High Lows, kind of hit a doldrums period in the 60s. Clark did other things, including produce records, and he produced that Gordian Knot record. And before I tell you more about the Gordian Knot and the fellow that led that band, let's listen to a little bit of the High Lows.
My baby don't care for shows. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for furs and laces. My baby don't care for high tone places. My baby don't care for rings or other expensive things. She's as sensible as can be. My baby don't care, who knows it. My baby just cares for me.
Baby Just Cares For Me was one of the only charted singles that the High Lows ever had, even though they released a lot of records over a lot of years. And it was one of their first releases. That was from 1954. Now, back to the Gordian Knot, although we're not going to listen to any more Gordian Knot, they were led by a fellow named Jim Weatherly. And Jim Weatherly was, in addition to being the leader of the Gordian Knot and a musician and songwriter, he was an All-American quarterback for Ole Miss, the University of Mississippi in Oxford, Mississippi. And by his accounts, he was being both a jock and an artistic soul was something of a freak in his generation. That was not very common. And after he graduated and finished his football career, he took his band to Los Angeles to see if they could find fame and fortune out there. And obviously, since none of us really had heard of the Gordian Knot, the answer to that question is no. But Jim Weatherly had an interesting career. Now, seeing as he was a quarterback for Ole Miss in class of 1964, he was in all likelihood a member of that football squad in 1962. And to jaunt over towards a little bit of a history lesson, 1962, the autumn of 1962, was the year that James Meredith sued to be enrolled at the University of Mississippi and to integrate that segregated institution. And that was something that was going to happen over Mississippi Governor Ross Barnett's dead body. And actually it didn't, but it did happen over several other people's dead bodies, quite literally. That event, which took place during Mr. Weatherly's time at Ole Miss, inspired a couple songs on its own. We're going to listen to a couple of other songs about those events. One of those you've probably heard before. It's off Bob Dylan's Freewheeling album. It's called Oxford Town. Let's give it a listen.
Oxford Town, everybody's got their heads bowed down. Sun don't shine above the ground, ain't going down to Oxford Town. He went down to Oxford Town, guns and clubs followed him down, all because his face was brown. Better get away from Oxford Town. Oxford Town around the bend, come to the door, he couldn't get in, all because of the color of his skin. What do you think about that, my friend? Me and my gal, son, we got met with a tear gas bomb. I don't even know why we come, going back where we come from. Oxford Town in the afternoon, everybody singing a soft tune. Two men died neath the Mississippi moon, somebody better investigate soon.
Like many other groups, the Chad Mitchell Trio was formed when we were still in college. And we've found that too often we forget, as many young college men and women seem to do, all of the rich and wonderful experiences that could help prepare us for the responsibilities of life.
Bright college years we sing to thee, the golden years that quickly flee. Oh, shining moments of our youth, where we can seek the truth. May what we learn midst toil and strife direct our footsteps throughout life. No man can ask for more than this. We sing to thee, O Miss. We bow our heads and give thee thanks. We'll ne'er forget, alas, those tear gas rays,
the army tanks,
those riots after class. Shared our first kiss, the senior prom, the hand grenades, we're going to miss, oh miss. We'll miss the cafeteria that's crawling in wisteria. We'll miss the classrooms where we learned, and effigies we burned. My girl was only 17 when she was chosen riot queen. These memories we'll never forget. God bless thee,
It's quite true that as the Chad Mitchell Trio referred to there in that 1963 recording titled Alma Mater, that the student body at the University of Mississippi actually rioted violently in favor of segregation. I'm tempted, and I'm going to resist the temptation, to share with you some fascinating audio, phone conversations between Governor Ross Barnett and President John F. Kennedy. JFK was the first president to secretly record the doings in the Oval Office, including his phone calls. Alas, I'd be more tempted if there were actual recordings and not just transcripts of some of the conversations between Attorney General Bobby Kennedy and Governor Barnett, because they're really incendiary. But the attempt was to negotiate the enrollment of James Meredith at the university, and various tactics were attempted or strategies were tried on to give Barnett the political cover he needed to be seen as pro-segregationist and yet get out of the way and let it happen. And just as a deal was seemingly struck and the president went on national television to sing the praises of peaceful negotiation, the rioting actually began while he was delivering that speech. Not because he was saying those things, but simultaneously. What he did not know was that the night before the he gave that speech on the Sunday night, Saturday at the Ole Miss football game, Governor Barnett took to the microphone to incite the student body.
I love Mississippi. I love her people. Our customs. I love and I respect our heritage.
Now, that might seem fairly innocuous today, but if you take it in the context of the time, our customs and our heritage, those are actually fighting words. Now, the rest of the story I alluded to was had to do with our recently deceased celebrity and other abandoned football careers. Jim Weatherly, after the Gordian knot dissolved in Los Angeles, set about to be a songwriter, and he turned out to be a rather successful songwriter. And being an ex-football player, he hung out with other ex-football players in Los Angeles. And there was a guy named Harvey Leary who had played college football and actually had briefly been a safety for the Boston Patriots and also had gone to Los Angeles to get into show business and had taken acting classes and changed his name to Lee Majors and would later be the $6 million man, which was more money than he ever stood to make playing football. And Jim Weatherly and Harvey Leary were both teammates in a flag football league in Hollywood that ex-jocks participated in, I guess. And they were friends. And at one point, Weatherly phoned Lee Majors' house. And at that time, Lee Majors was not yet married to Farrah Fawcett, but they were cohabitating boyfriend-girlfriend. And Farrah answered the phone, and Lee wasn't there. And Farrah informed Weatherly that she was packing to go back to Texas to visit her parents, and she was going to be catching a midnight plane to Houston. Well, that sounded pretty good to Jim. He sat down and in the space of about 45 minutes wrote a song called Midnight Plane to Houston, and it wound up on his first solo album, which I have not been able to locate a copy of. And several years later, or a year and a half or so later, he got a call from a guy named Sonny Limbo, who's a producer in Memphis, and he was working with Gladys Knight. And he asked if it would be all right if he reset the song in Georgia and changed the plane to a train, and Weatherly told him, you can change anything you want except the writing credit and the publishing. And Sonny Limbo reworked the song as Midnight Train to Georgia, and that became the first of three big hits that Gladys Knight recorded that were written by Jim Weatherly, none of which he actually wrote for her. In 1973, she recorded Neither One of Us Wants to Be the First to Say Goodbye, which Weatherly wrote, and in 74, she recorded The Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me, also again by Weatherly, but not written for her. But we're going to listen to Gladys now singing the terrific Midnight Train to Georgia with the Pips.
For the man,
too much for the man, he couldn't make it,
so he's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going,
he said he's going back to find,
going back to find,
ooh, 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 what's left of his world, the world he left behind.
It's Thursday, so you know what that means. It means that the Cubs are 3.5 games out of first place. Yeah, they were only 2 games back a couple of times since we were last together, but it's Thursday, so they're 3.5 games back. They went 3-3 since last Thursday, since last Thursday's win over the Brewers, which marked the start of a 3-1 series win. The Cubs have today off. Tomorrow they begin a 3-game home series against the Cardinals. Cardinals beat the Brewers today. Had the Brewers won, the Cubs would have only been 2.5 back, but now they're not. And since the Cubs are playing the Cardinals this weekend, they've got a nice chance to make a move, but I expect them next Thursday to be 3.5 games back, of course. Right after that homestand, we make the All-Star break. And speaking of the All-Star break and the All-Star game this year, Ted Lilly, the Cubs pitcher, is the only Cub to make that trip. Of course, last year, 8 Cubs played in the All-Star game. And this ain't last year. Ramos Ramirez and Reed Johnson came off the disabled list. Ryan Dempster went on it right after that, having broken his big toe jumping the dugout rail to join in a post-game victory celebration last Sunday. I am not making that up. And Giovanni Soto, starting catcher, is day-to-day with the lateral oblique strain suffered in batting practice before yesterday's game. Ramirez hasn't done a lot since his return, but he needs to get his rhythm back. Maybe he will. And it seems that moving Kosuke Fukudomi to the leadoff spot's working out. And that takes us right back into the music.
Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Been a long time gone, old Constantinople, still is Turkish delight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, not Constantinople. So if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just liked it better that way.
Take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks.
Liked it better that way.
Take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
It's Istanbul, not Constantinople. And that was the Four Lads. And this is our sponsor for the second half hour of Hinky Dinky Time, it's Hormel Hot Dogs. Get on down to your nearest Hinky Dinky store and get some today.
Now for some cool music about Hormel wieners.
They're not hot. Hot dogs. From Hormel, they're not hot. Hot dogs.
Hormel All Meat Wieners. The not hot hot dogs. They're not too spicy for kids. Just a pinch of spice in a pound of good red meat.
Hormel, all meat wieners taste just right. Not too spicy for grown-ups. Not too spicy for kids, yeah! They're not hot. Hot dogs. From Hormel, they're not hot. Hot dogs. They're from Hormel.
It's a good You're gonna be good. Throw your cares away. It's a groovy world. So come on. So come on.
Dinky Time Radio. Hope you're having a groovy summertime. Wasn't that groovy? That was pretty groovy. That was Groovy Summertime by the Love Generation. And in case you're wondering, that actually was the Love Generation singing on that Hormel advertisement as well. That's why I played them back to back. And next we're going to get a request taken care of. We're going to get a couple of requests taken care of shortly. A couple of weeks ago, my father made one of his really outstanding requests, as he is wont to do. And he just requested that I play Cotton Eyed Joe. And I said, well, okay. And went looking around for what versions I had handy. And I decided I'm going to play this one. This is the new Lost City Ramblers. This features Pete Seeger and Tom Paley. And I forget who else. There are three guys, but here we go.
This was recorded back in the late 20s. Well, it wasn't recorded, actually. The guys who were going to record it lost their way on the way to the recording studio.
Actually, there wasn't a studio, and maybe that was the problem.
That's right. They couldn't find a studio because there wasn't one. But this was the song that they would have recorded if they had gotten there, if there was a studio. But we found the old ledger sheets. That's careful caller, discographic research, and found the ledger sheets and found that they were blank for that day. But there was a little marking, so we rubbed graphite into these little indentations and found out what would have been on that sheet if the pencil hadn't broken. And from that, we put together a clear picture of what their intentions were. So we transcribed those intentions, and this is the song.
What key is it?
Than 40 years ago. Cotton Eye Joe, Cotton Eye Joe, where you can find Cotton Eye Joe. Thank you. look at that look at that dog. Here comes the lady go, 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 lady go.
No, thank you. Thank you for talking for the first minute so that we could avoid hearing any more of that song. I think other people fleshed out that transcription later on, don't you? Why don't we keep things slightly rural for a moment, shall we?
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound. And no one could change my mind, but Mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. In spite of all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old Daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
And that was the sensational Merle Haggard performing his composition, Mama Tried, which I'm quite fond of. I'm looking for another song that's another request for another individual. And while I continue to look for that, I'm going to play something by the Queen.
Keep telling me that you ain't no good. what you see. Hot dog is what you get. It's what you get every day. Now what you see.
What you see.
Got to be what you get.
It's what you get.
Looking. That was the Dramatics. What you see is what you get. And right before that, we heard Miss Ree singing I Never Loved a Man the Way I Loved You. And you know, I never did. I never did love a man the way I loved you. And we're going to play a request from my Uncle Jim now. I don't think he's tuned in, but I'm counting on the fact that he sent me something good to play again and he'll catch it on the rebroadcast. But I think he's already heard it since he sent it to me. Let's hope the volume level's right.
Words and music are all that I need. I will follow wherever they lead. And I'm finding darling boy has brought me joy, sweet Georgie Fame. Oh, I heard him one night quite by chance. Now wherever I'm walking I dance. And London getting hooked on
when I saw the title of that, Sweet Georgie Fame, and by the way, that was the late, great Blossom Dearie, and she passed away in February, and I can remember my good friend Rory Borealis playing some Blossom Dearie on his program back when she passed. When I saw the title, I wondered if that was a song about Georgie Fame, the organist and band leader, and sure enough, it is, and Blossom was about 85 when she passed in February, and I'm not sure what year that Sweet Georgie Fame was recorded or who wrote it, but I'll try to dig that up and throw it up on the blog for people that are listening to the archive. And that was nice. I wonder if that was inspired by the fact that I actually played some Georgie Fame last week on the program. We heard, as you'll recall, Seventh Son as performed by Georgie Fame. We're getting to the bottom of the show. We're going to play one more song, and I'll be back to wish you all a good evening right after we listen to Pops and Mavis. Yes, if you don't respect yourself, ain't nobody gonna give a good gahoot. And those are words to live by. Remember, respect yourself. It's the first step toward respecting others. And I want to thank you all again for tuning in to Hinky Dinky Time Radio with me. We'll be back next week with another program. I've got lots of stuff I didn't get to this week, and I'm looking forward to spinning some of it for you. We'll go out with a little Tex Beneke, and take it easy, everybody.
Matilda Brown told old King Tut, say, if you can't say rebob, just keep your big mouth shut, shouting, hey, Bob Reba.
Hey,
Bob Reba.
Hey,
Bob Reba.
Hey,
Bob Reba. Hey, Bob Reba. Hey, Bob Reba. Yes, your baby knows. Mama's on the chair, Papa's on the cot, baby's on the floor, blowing his natural top, saying, hey, Bob Reba.
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 Yes, my baby knows. Looking for the cat that took my baby from me, saying, hey, Baba Rebob. Hey, Baba Rebob. Hey, Baba Rebob. Yes, my baby knows. Now you've heard this song from start to end. Now take the title once again.